Well, some evocative stuff from NASA overnight, which astrophysicists are beside themselves about. It's the confirmation that another so-called ocean world exists within our own solar system. So it's been hiding in plain sight, it seems. And of course, the presence of water raises that eternally tantalising question about the universe. Could it be supporting life? Nick Grimm reports.
3, 2, main engine start. 1, 0, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket with Dawn, using ion propulsion to reach the catalysts of our solar system.
When NASA's Dawn spacecraft launched into space 13 years ago, it was the start of a 7 billion kilometre journey to the asteroid belt.
The vehicle is now 3 miles altitude, downrange distance 12 miles, with a velocity of over 1,600 miles per hour.
Along the way, it would collect images and data invaluable to humankind's understanding of our solar system, but it possibly left the best until last.
And now we're on the verge of exploring an even larger alien world series.
That's Dawn's mission director, Mark Raymond, speaking in 2015, foreshadowing what still lay ahead as the probe prepared to use its final fuel reserves to fly within 35 kilometres of the surface of the dwarf planet, located in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Now the information sent home by the probe has revealed what's believed to be a deep reservoir of briny water beneath its surface. Enough water, in fact, for Ceres to be classified as an ocean world.
I'm thrilled, and the more I read about them, the more exciting they are.
John T. Horner is a professor of astrophysics at the University of Southern Queensland.
So the story here is that Ceres is an ocean world. It may be that it's a very sluggish, briny ocean, or it may even be most of the time frozen solid under the surface. But it's yet another place where we found evidence that liquid water is pretty common in the solar system, and by extension, through the galaxy, through the many worlds we're finding, and we will continue to find over the coming decades.
And the presence of water indicates the possibility of life?
It does. It's one of those things that has historically been kind of a touchstone of the search for life elsewhere and for studies trying to quantify whether we ever will find life elsewhere. In fact, NASA's whole strategy when they go to Mars has been built around this idea of follow the water. And the idea is really because on Earth, everywhere you have water and you have nutrients and you have energy, you have life. It seems that water is one of those key components. And back in the olden days, when I was a kid growing up, we thought water in terms of liquid water was scarce in the universe, and therefore life was probably rare. But over the last 30 years, we've realised that there's liquid water everywhere. We've found it on Mars. We found it buried beneath the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, buried beneath Pluto's surface, and now in the asteroid belt on Ceres. It's everywhere, which is really, really exciting.
I find it fascinating that we can find out things in our next-door neighbourhood, even today, when we sort of are looking out into the furthest reaches of the universe.
Claire Kenyon is an astrophysicist at the University of Melbourne. She's fascinated by what Ceres' briny depths might yet reveal, even if the dwarf planet may not be one of the most hospitable places to find life.
Absolutely. So we're looking at surface temperatures of between minus 73 degrees Celsius, and on the dark side, on the nighttime side, it's about minus 143 degrees Celsius. And, you know, anybody that knows the freezing point of water would say, well, actually, shouldn't the water be frozen? And actually, it should be. So it's actually kind of interesting that it's underneath the surface. It seems to be, I guess, a freak of chemistry, actually. They think that actually because of the very high salt content and of these particular things called clathrates, which actually lower the freezing temperature of the liquid and potentially keep it as liquid water. So, yeah, it should be frozen, all things considered, but it's not.
Needless to say, the Dawn spacecraft's discoveries will prompt further research and exploration of Ceres, even if it's given up its last gasp with no power to call home. The probe is likely to spend the coming decades quietly orbiting the dwarf planet.
Maybe sluggish and briny, but it's all ours. That's Nick Grimm reporting.